I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando, and this is Cinema Classics. Recently, three films that I can say within the last few months have concerned themselves with the White House and the president.
Yeah, what?
Olympus Has Fallen.
Surprise hit.
Yes, and I liked it.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe.
Okay.
With Dwayne The Rock
Johnson.
Johnson, right.
And Bruce Willis.
And probably Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, right.
And then we haven't yet seen White House Down with right. Channing Tatum. And
that
Jamie
comes
Foxx.
Out in the summer. Okay. But White House Down is apparently an exact carbon copy of Olympus Has Fallen.
I guess so.
It's the same movie.
What is it?
Well, this happens periodically, John. These competing projects come out in Hollywood. You know, there were two Robin Hoods. There were two.
That's right. Yeah.
This and that, Snow White and the Huntsman. There was another Snow White movie. They come in pairs, and then usually one of them hits its mark to one degree or another, and then the other one is completely forgotten or overlooked.
Well, the one of them, the G.I. Joe, has the president as an imposter,
right.
Played wonderfully by Jonathan Pryce, who also plays the regular president.
Mm-hmm.
Olympus Has Fallen. The president is actually a prisoner.
White House Down, it looks like a guy's on tour with his daughter, taking a tour of the White House, and then suddenly paramilitary invaders okay. come in and Die Hard in the White House.
That's right. Yeah, that's what they're calling Olympus, too. I'll tell you what I love.
Yeah.
Black SUVs,
mm-hmm.
dark sunglasses,
right.
earpieces,
mm-hmm.
and rolling drums.
Yeah, you're right. That march, right?
Oh, I love it, man. It just captures my feeling of the grandeur of the presidency.
One of the movies that, well, let's talk about, yeah, so presidential thrillers, right?
Yeah.
How about In the Line of Fire?
Oh, all right. Eastwood. That's your buddy.
Yeah, Wolfgang Petersen directed that one, and that was post Unforgiven, and it was Eastwood playing around with his image again.
Yes.
Here he is older, shows a little emotion. He's playing a Secret Service agent, aging on the way out, and he's tormented by John Malkovich's serial killer who's out to do in the president.
How about Absolute Power? That's another.
That is Eastern. Another. That is excremental, that movie.
Great word.
That movie is awful. I remember when that movie came out, you know, I was all excited because it was post Unforgiven, you know,
yes.
Eastwood's new wave. And wow, I don't know what happened.
Gene Hackman is in it.
I know. It's a great cast. It's terrible.
Air Force One.
Yeah, another movie I'm not particularly fond
okay,
of. Get off my plane.
Yeah.
Isn't that the line?
That's
so
right.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford is hiding from
yes,
the bad guys.
Yes, Harrison Ford and his self-serious period.
There's almost something sacrosanct about the presidency.
Yeah.
So that when we put it at risk,
mm-hmm.
it's more exciting than almost anything else to me.
Well, you know what's interesting? Unless you put it at risk, it's a snooze. Of course, the only other way to make it interesting are the romantic comedy movies, you know, wherein the president is at the center of some romance. You remember like Dave with Kevin Kline or The American President. Think of Bill Pullman in Independence Day.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Declaring war on the White House lawn on aliens.
Yeah, and the only ones that I can think of are not thrillers. Recently was Frost Nixon for me. And
what about going back a ways to Dr. Strangelove, Failsafe,
Manchurian Candidate?
Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah, good one.
Political, you know, paranoid Cold
right.
War thrillers.
Yeah.
Where there's a lot at stake.
3 Days of the Condor.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're
That's
right.
A good
yeah,
one.
There's so many. 7 Days in May.
7 Days in May. That's a good one. That is actually a really good one. Kirk Douglas and Burt Lancaster.
Yeah.
Kind of. One of them is like launching a military coup.
That's right. One is a mill guy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
And so we are really having trouble with that.
Wow, yeah. I mean, aren't there a lot of presidential thrillers?
I'm sure there are, but I can't think. The Shadow Conspiracy with Sam Waterston.
Oh, my God. Well, now that one sounds.
Murder at 1600 with the redoubtable Ronnie Cox.
Oh, wow. Is that murder? Is that with Wesley Snipes?
Only you would know this.
Is that right?
I guess. I knew only Ronnie Cox.
Metacritic.com, which has a page here called Metacritic's Best and Worst President Movies.
Oh, good.
Frost Nixon is on there, number one.
Good.
In the Line of Fire is number two.
Oh, wow.
So see, we're not we're, too
right,
far
yeah.
off here. JFK. Remember
oh,
that one?
Oh, sure. Kevin Costner, no?
Directed by Oliver Stone, one of
yes,
Oliver Stone's
yes,
last
yes.
great movies. Hey, that's a way to go into a show, right, with a half-baked topic like that?
I want to get out of this show.
All right. Hail to the chief.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org or like us on Facebook.